We have in the studio indie pop rock singer songwriter here to play live in the studio just for you. Yes, you alone. Frankie, welcome.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Now, you have got a lot of hydration going on around you. You've got a warm cup of tea, right?
An assortment of drinks. Yes, already.
Warm tea, loads of different types of warm ones. It's all brilliant. That's what I love to see. So, Frankie, you're originally from Reading, aren't you? But now in London.
Yes. So, I grew up in Reading, but I've been living in London since the end of 2021, purely to just do my music. It's such a great place, loads of opportunities to play, and I do loads of the open mic circuit and gigs around London, but I also like to branch out different places, so it was lovely to come to Essex today.
Yeah, totally, because that's where I actually first found out about you, wasn't it? It was actually Hotbox in Chelmsford.
It was, yeah, I did the open mic there. I think that was at the end of last year, so I've been trying to go out to different places. Like last year I went to Brighton, Oxford, Cambridge, just to get my music out there and meet different people from different towns and cities. It's been really fun.
Well, you learned so much more, didn't you, to be fair? And I think that's the thing, isn't it? But your debut single was only a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
So that came out at the beginning of 2022. So coming up to 2 years now. Yeah,
well, because it had some rave reviews as well, wasn't it? So,
if you say so, that was the first one I put out, and I did 3 singles in 2022, and then I did my EP last year.
I know it's called Grass Roots, isn't it?
Yes,
all one
grass
word.
Roots.
I made it sound like it was two. For
There's
some
no
reason.
Pause, but yeah.
No. And you got 4 tracks in that as well. You're going to play a couple of those today for us.
Yes, I'm going to do 2 tracks from Grass Roots today.
Brilliant stuff. I'll tell you what. Do you want to do one now? Just have a quick swig of your tea. EP Grass Roots just released. Really. Was 4 tracks, got Background, Think Twice, Hidden Away and Give Me Faith. Released in August, actually, wasn't it? So
yes, August last year.
August
so
last
I keep year. Calling it my new project, but it's getting on a bit now. So,
but you're still, but yeah, you're still playing release. It, right? So you're playing all the songs from it, so it's always a new project. So yeah. So right, okay. So I'm going to turn my mic down, turn the other one up and we're going to listen to your first track.
Great. Yeah, this is Background.
More than I can be, yet I'm trying to let you see my potential. So way out of town, I'll be the one to drag you down, show you how I'm trying to be consequential. Time is taking over me and I just need to stop for a minute. And I've done this 1,000 times, my heart is bound, my head's not in it. Born to be this way, and I'll never break out of the background. Certain choices were made, but they're not enough to seal my fate. So I'll never break out of the background. Oh, look, there's another one. It seems again I've been outdone. And if you say this should be fun, confused. Cause when I try to do it all, it makes me blind to each pitfall. But still I'm waiting for the call to say we get you. And time is taking over me and I just need to stop for a minute. And I have got to take this chance, I don't think that I'll get to relive it. Born to be this way, and I'll never break out of the background. Time just were made, but they're not enough to seal my fate. So I'll never break out of the background. And this isn't the first time, it might be the last time. If you ever really want to see me in the limelight, you know that I hate asking, but please go ahead and buy tickets. And this isn't the first time, it might be the last time. If you ever really want to see me in the limelight, you know that I hate asking, please go ahead and buy my tickets. So what can I say, maybe I was just born to be this way, and I'll never break out of the background. Sometimes we're made, but they're not enough enough to seal my fate. So I'll never break out of the back row.
Me.
A bit nervous.
No, that's a great track. I know, I always feel so privileged when anyone's playing live in the studio. I feel like you're just playing for me. So that is obviously from your EP, Grassroots. Now, did you actually record that since you've been to London, or did you record that when you was in Reading?
So I recorded that in the summer of 2023, so last year, in Tottenham.
Tottenham?
North London, yeah. So I did a few sessions at a studio there with a producer. Yes, and obviously the actual tracks in the EP are with the full instrumentation.
Yeah.
This was just the acoustic version. But yeah, there's bass and drums and all sorts going on the actual recordings. Yeah.
I always think that that's what's the beauty about having a live session, when it's all paired back, isn't it? It's like literally how you start writing the songs, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
How long have you been writing, Frankie?
I think I started when I was about 14 playing guitar. So it's about 10 years now, actually. So that was 2014. And then I started performing open mics when I was 16, my original stuff.
Yeah.
Just to get my music out there. But yeah, that was around Reading originally, but the last few years it's been London.
Yeah, so is it obviously like the music scene is bigger in London, there's no doubt
about
definitely.
It.
But do you really think it's helped you out with your writing as well? Or?
Yeah, there's so much inspiration definitely there. It's just great to network and meet different people, as you say. There's people from like all over the world that come to London to do music.
Yeah.
So, and the same from Reading, it doesn't really seem that exciting to be honest, compared to where some people come from. But so it's really the place to be, and that's always where like I imagine myself being when I was first started out doing music.
Because it's a big upheaval. Obviously, you're a singer-songwriter and that is what you are. But ultimately, you've got to pay to live, right?
So exactly.
You've had to upheave everything, your whole life in Reading, to come down to make a go of it. And you're actually working in London as well now, right?
Yeah. So, I do work full-time in London just to pay to live. It's just really fun just to, you know, I don't really do it to get any money because I wouldn't get any anyway, but just to do the open mics and gigs in the evenings and to go to the studio is really fun. Yeah. So I'm going to record my next project in March.
Oh, this March.
So we'll preview that.
Oh, I should have had me alert one come up there. Never mind. sort the sound effect out.
I've got a few studio sessions in Notting Hill coming up in March for my next project. So that's exciting. Yes.
Yeah. Because like I said earlier, sort of like obviously when you're listening at home and it's just literally just you and the guitar, no sound effects. That is literally live, literally playing right in front of me. There's nothing else going on. There's literally unplugged. Completely unplugged.
True.
Apart from obviously the mics that you can hear us from.
Yes.
And so then obviously then you kind of have an idea of what someone's going to sound like, but then when you actually hear the track, it's like, oh, actually I didn't realise, I thought it'd be this way or that way.
Yeah, in terms of like genre.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because like with all genres, which is brilliant, you kind of have like you're pop, rock, indie.
I never know what to call myself, so it's like a whole paragraph. It's hard to describe in just one word. I think especially nowadays people sort of go in and out of all different types of genres, mix and match. But I normally would describe it as like indie pop rock sort of thing.
Yeah. And you can actually hear that on your records, obviously.
Yes.
Because it's on the tracks.
Hopefully it comes across,
No, it does.
I think it took me a while to kind of find like my distinctive sound. Because obviously when you start out playing, you're just a person singing with a guitar. It's hard to sort of be unique because that's what everybody does. So that's what I'm always striving to do, is sort of create my own sort of signature sound. In London, it's just... obviously it's great that there's so many people doing music, but it also means there's so many people doing music and there's only so many like opportunities, so you've really got to, it's really got to stand out. So
to just keep on plugging it as well,
exactly,
right?
And that's kind of what that song Background was about. I didn't really introduce it, but that was kind of the theme. I just was like, oh, I'll just go for it. But that was kind of like the general idea behind what that song's about standing out and just trying to make it, you know.
Oh, I love that. Right, should we have another track for
you? Yes, sounds good. I'll just have a little drink.
The mug of tea again. It's always important
love
to keep hydrating.
Yes.
It's just the right temperature for you as well, that one, right?
Yes. Lovely.
Right, what's
peppermint.
This song? Oh, lovely. Right, what's this song?
So I'm actually going to do my second single, Campfire.
Mm-hmm.
So, this came out in 2022. It seems to be... one of my most popular songs people always comment on whenever I do a set. People are like, oh, well, like the one about this campfire or whatever, and then they get to know it. So yeah, that's why I thought I would do it for you today. So this is Campfire.
I am nothing like you, and if you try to make me, I'll run away to sea and won't return. But from a distance I watch the campfire burn. Taking me right with it, and everybody says that you should lead and never follow. That's why I'm making my way out of here tomorrow. Oh, you know it's hard to explain. Oh, 'cause you don't leave it to me.
I do like that. I can see why people keep asking you for that one.
Yeah, it's one of the most streamed ones.
Yeah, it's a brilliant one. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to go to the ads and then can come back because you want to play another song. What is going to be the last song you're going to
play? So I'll probably do another one from my EP, Hidden Away, I think.
Brilliant one. Yes. Although I do love Never Did Me Any Good, which I want to talk about as well in a minute. Coming up now, we've got the ads and we will be back with Frankie here on Phoenix FM in about a minute and a half. Right, now we're back in the studio with Frankie Bird, our first Drive Live session of 2024. I can't believe it. Naughty Joe, already in February.
Very flattered.
Yeah. How you doing, Frankie, though? You're doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing very good, thank you.
Yeah, I know. The thing is, I could ask you to play about four or five songs, but you know. We're going to have another one in a minute. But actually, you did have a song just after. Was that your second track, Never Did Me Any Good?
So that was my third single.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so my singles are Younger Dreams, Campfire, Never Did Me Any Good. That came out, in 2022. So that was the third one. That's right.
Because that was about you trying to fit in and feeling a bit conflicted.
Yeah, right? Most of my songs are about that. That's the general theme that runs through them, like to be consistent. Yes, so that was, Never Did Me Any Good. It's about not following what other people are doing and just doing your own thing, and how important that is to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's hard, isn't it? Not just to toe the party line, essentially, as well.
Follow the crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. But do you feel actually like you fit in a bit more now you're in London, though?
Yeah, definitely. It seemed like I've sort of found like my people, and there's just, I'm sort of surrounded by musicians all the time, which is really nice as well. Yeah.
Because it's great, because when you first start off with the open mics, what happens? You get a great network of people because you're meeting the same people. You're like, oh, hello.
And then you get to see people, and then they get to know your songs. They're like, oh, you're that girl that sings this. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's me.
Because you've got some gigs coming up, not locally at the moment, though, but you're venturing out even further.
I know. Yes, I'm actually going to Liverpool and Manchester in a few weeks to do some open mics there. Yeah, apparently you can do an open mic at like the Cavern pub, you know, where the Beatles used to play. So I'm going to go there and do like the Beatles Museum and stuff.
Nice.
So I actually really never been like further north than Birmingham before. So
really?
I know, so it will be a new experience for me. And just, I'm so inspired by the music from those cities. Like, I'm such a big like fan of like Oasis and the Smiths. To go to Manchester will be really exciting, and Liverpool, obviously. So I might as well do some gigging whilst I was there.
Of course. Anywhere you go, always take your guitar.
I do that. I tend to do that, yes.
Guitar and your plectrum and a capo.
That's all I need, yes. Lugging it round wherever I go.
Totally. Now, listen, what we're going to do, we're going to play another song, and then we're going to say goodbye, which is a vein. So where can people say, where can we go and see her? Where can we find her socials?
Socials. So it's kind of the same across all platforms. It's at Frankie M Bird. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. And if you want to stream my music, it's available on all platforms just under my name, Frankie Bird.
Brilliant.
Yes.
There is another Frankie Bird out there, but it's not the American one. I know, right?
I was the OG. Just putting that out there. But I have like blonde hair-ish, so you can probably find me from that. Yeah. So
your EP, Grassroots, four brilliant tracks. It feels like it's a new era with that EP.
Yeah.
I really do, because it is a slightly bigger sound that reflects, I suppose, you feel like you're fitting in a bit more. I guess it's that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
The guy, it was kind of supposed to be like a concept EP, just about moving to London and just the experience of sort of getting into the music industry there. So that it's like those themes sort of run through the whole EP, and they kind of like connect in a way, but the songs are all from like different angles. That was the general idea. What I'd go with.
So we've got the last song, which is going to be
Hidden Away,
and it's sort of about
social anxiety, and I feel like I was quite a shy person growing up, but it's very difficult to be shy when you're trying to put your music out there. So it was sort of me forcing myself, no, you've got to really go out there and go for it, otherwise you're not gonna ever get anywhere. So that was the general idea.
Great stuff. Okay, listen, Frankie, I'll thank you in a minute after you've done your
song. Okay, I shall do it now, but okay.
To say, but I make sure that they're absent in situations I don't like. I'd rather have detachment than getting attention, so I stay right in the corner. It is closer to the door, but somehow it is warmer. And I try not to go and leave my confidence behind, but I was distracted and it must have slipped my mind. And I don't know how I can be the person I want you to see. When all else fails, I'm back inside my shell. But I've grown to love it, comfortable in saying and doing nothing. And I've hidden away these thoughts inside myself. And I'm wondering why I'm stuck here, when I should be someone. But I've hidden away these thoughts inside myself from everybody else, from everybody else. It's easy to be quiet when the world makes such a racket, and I can slip away before they've noticed, just like magic. It always seems as if the voices are getting louder, but I will do away with that as soon as I've got the power. And I tried to figure out just what I wanted from this life, but it was too difficult and I had to step aside. And I don't know what I can do to finally go has been placed upon myself. But I've grown to love it, grown to love it. Comfortable in saying and doing nothing, and I've hidden away these thoughts inside myself. But now I'm wondering, now I'm wondering why I'm stuck here when I should be someone. But I've hidden away these thoughts inside myself from everybody else, from everybody else. Upon me anxiety, creep upon me hurt, creep upon me anxiety, yeah, go into your words. Cause I've grown to love it, grown to love it, comfortable staying and doing nothing, and I've hidden away these thoughts inside myself. Now I'm wondering, now I'm wondering why I'm stuck here when I should be someone. But I've hidden away these thoughts inside myself. But I've grown to love it, grown to love it. Comfortable in saying and doing nothing, and I've hidden away these thoughts inside myself. But now I'm wondering, now I'm wondering why I'm stuck here when I should be someone. But I've hidden away these thoughts inside myself from everybody else. From everybody else, from everybody else, from everybody else.
That's great, Frankie. Thank you so much for coming along today.
Thanks so much for having me.
I remember we can go to your website as well, right? Which
Oh, it's frankiebird.co.uk. Yes, that's the one.